Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. In fact, we are up to day 164. But before we read the precious Word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our Most High God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the bread of life, the creator and designer, equal to none other. Our faithful, generous, and holy, holy, holy God. You are the intelligent designer, and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the keeper of our souls, and the Lord of liberty in Christ Jesus. You are merciful and new with us right now. Omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Perfect and the God of quality. Lord, you are righteousness and a song in our hearts, the teacher of teachers and ubiquitously ours. So very good. And the Word. Thank you so much for the promises, Lord. It's amazing. You're the expert in everything there is in education, Yahweh, and you're zealous for us, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for calling us into education. Help us to not forget that we are in our positions because of your placement. Help us to not forget that the students that we interact with this year are there and placed in our lives specifically that we may bless them. Lord, help us to be Jesus with skin on today, that we may represent you well, and pick us up, Lord, when we don't do so well, and we raise you up when things go well, for with you all things are possible. We love you, Lord, we adore you, and we thank you for this time together. We ask it all in the merciful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And how exciting that we have been faithful to be up to day 164. We are now in the book of Titus. So let us begin. The Word of God, Titus 1, verses 1 through 3. From the NIV, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now at his appointed season he has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the commander of our God, our Savior. From the RSV, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, who never lies, promised ages ago, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. From the King James Version, Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me, according to the commandment of God our Savior. And from the Living Bible, Paul, the slave of God and the messenger of Jesus Christ, I have been sent to bring faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know God's truth, the kind of truth that changes lives, so that they can have eternal life, which God promised them before the world began, and he cannot lie. And now, in his own good time, he has revealed this good news and permitted me to tell it to everyone. By command of God our Savior, I have been trusted to do this work for him. The Word of God, Titus 1, verses 1 through 3. Thank you, my friends, for reading the Word of God with your brothers and sisters in the public schools. You are not alone. I wrote you a little note when I gathered these this promise in the four translations, and I simply call it the note to the educator. And this is from my heart to yours. He is God, and He cannot lie. His promise of eternal life is the good news for all people. Can you imagine what it was like to be Paul and given the ministry of proclaiming the word to all who will listen? Although you may want to tell everyone the good news in school, you are a servant of the state and have restrictions. However, there is no law against teaching like Jesus, walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, inspiring like Jesus. Christian educator, be purposeful in your lifestyle at school and home, that He may be glorified. I'd like to encourage you, my friend, to go deeper, to go back into these promises and read them again in the four translations. And I've made them available in a simple companion for you. And you can find that on our website at www.aw180days.com. And on the very front page, there'll be a link that says The Complete Companion. Or if you prefer to just look at it in small chunks, just click on the left-hand side and you'll see the Promises blog. And that's where I release them one day at a time, along with a beautiful promise card. These cards make a beautiful screenshot, and then you can take them and save them on your Facebook page or Instagram or whatever you use, or Twitter, and put them out to encourage others. The companion can be printed. I don't recommend it because it's way too big. But you can also write to me, and I would gladly send you a copy. I actually have it in book form now. It came out really cool. So for my listeners, I would love to just give them to you. All right, so you let me know, and I will send you a copy. Not only are we in the Word of God together, we pray together. And we do that at 1:16 p.m. each school day. So my friends, if you haven't already, set that alarm. And join your brothers and sisters across the time zones for a very devout, very short prayer of adoration. Now, it may be a prayer that you say a prompt with us. We give you an idea for the day, but that's not the important part. Your prayer could be a prayer of thanksgiving. It can be a prayer of petition for the needs of those right in front of you, or generally for your school community. The point is that we want to, over time, make a culture of adult Christians in the public schools who pray together at exactly 1:16. And we drew that time from Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek. Today, our prayer is to pray for joy for the downtrodden. That's such a great word, because it could include anybody who's having a hard time right now. And so we ask for that supernatural joy that can come only from the Holy Spirit. And so keep your eyes out today and kind of look at those that you believe are downtrodden, and ask God for a supernatural intervention of joy into their lives. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. And these are available on our website at www.ceai.org. And they are the perfect way to encourage a colleague. These are not for the children. They are about the children many times, but they are designed to be an encouragement to you, the Christian educator, and for you to be a blessing to another. So feel free to share them. That is the purpose. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it Limited Time Only. The prayer. Dear Lord, please show me if there is anything on your heart for me to do without delay. The scripture she chose came from James 4, verses 14 and verse 17. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then gone. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. We see this advertising ploy all the time. Limited time only. The hype is to get your attention and then urge you to act quickly, even immediately, so that you don't miss out. So imagine the thought process that led to this devotion when my son pulled the limited time only sticker off the new large Cheetos bag and stuck it on his forehead. My husband looked at me and said, "I know a devotional is brewing in that head of yours." Indeed it was. We only have our children for a limited time only. You only have your students for a limited time. We have dozens of limited time only experiences with people at the grocery store, parents of our students, visitors at church, and people standing in line at the bank or movies. What do we do with that limited time? Do we seize the moment, make the most of it, pour our energy into those that God has placed before us in an urgent response, knowing that if we hesitate, that time and opportunity will slip through our hands and be gone? We hope to have a full school year with our students, but I beg you not to wait. Families move, students drop out, or worse, many of you will have to deal with the death of a student in your school. Tomorrow is not certain. We have a limited time only life. Have you been hesitant to give encouragement or plant some seeds of God's love in another? Imagine your students today with limited time only stickers on their foreheads. What will you do to seize the moment? My prayer for you this week is that you would act now while there is still time. And that was our daily devotional, written today by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do, my friends, is to offer up a quote for the day, designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's comes from Thomas Edison. "Our greatest need is to teach people who think not what, but how." And so, my friends, as we close out this time together, let me remind you of the precious promise of God today from Titus 1, verses 1 through 3. "Paul, the slave of God and the messenger of Jesus Christ, I have been sent to bring faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know God's truth, the kind of truth that changes lives so that they have eternal life, which God promised them before the world began, and He cannot lie. And now in His own good time, He has revealed this good news and permits me to tell everyone. By command of God our Savior, I have been trusted to do this work for Him." Almighty God, Lord and Savior, the Promiser, thank you, Father, for the promise of eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. And thank you for Paul and the amazing writings that he has done to encourage us as Christian educators, as Christ followers. Give us the mindset and ability to do things your way, that we may please you and glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We ask all of this in the most gracious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.